And it's time for my guests. They've arrived. Thank goodness. It's Tony Brooker and Susie Rushbrook. They're here to talk about the Piddle Hentride and Plush Village Fair. Let's start with you, Susie. Can you give us a lowdown what we can expect this year?
Hi there. Yes. Well, we've come to talk about our village fete. It's Piddle Trentide and Plush Village Fete. So obviously, it's a great community event gathering. It's lovely to have opportunities to get your community together, especially in this day and age. And the fete's been going well for us. It's probably as old as time itself, isn't it, Tony?
I thought she was going to say as old as you, Tony.
And this year, it just feels particularly special. I mean, we've got a great committee behind us of about 12 volunteers. They all work really, really hard to make the day as special as possible. And it's held in the local manor house, so that's always a nice draw to go to beautiful surroundings. And this year we have particularly special guests.
They're hairy, aren't they?
They are very hairy. The Hairy Coos. So they are residents of Piddle Trentide anyway, but they will be coming along to the fete. A mum and a newborn,
a baby, yeah, little baby calf,
baby coo calf, of which you'll have the opportunity to name. But that's probably the main draw and has set the theme for our event. But there's also so much else happening. All your traditional stalls. Myself, I am on bric-a-brac, which is always a favourite. But so much else going on. Tony, if you'd like to let people know.
Yeah, thank you, Susie. Hi, everyone. Thanks for having us. Nice to meet you. To echo some of what Susie said, you know, thank you to all our volunteers, to our committee, and huge thanks to all our local businesses and residents for their donations and sponsorship that we know will ensure we have the possibly the best fete ever. This year our theme is Everything Countryside, and we really have a packed agenda of games, activities, competitions and entertainment that will ensure all our visitors have a great afternoon. And when you think of all the planning over the last 6 months or so, it's now in the hands of the rain gods, and what we don't want is it to rain. We don't want a little bit of wind, but let's keep it dry. So to just rattle through some of the activities for everyone, we will have vintage tractors turning up. We've got the Skittle Alley is coming back, and we have a huge £50 cash prize for the winner of that competition. We've got a junior tug of war where everyone will win a prize, including the Little Thimble Cup. As Susie's referred to, we do have Hairy Coos coming, but we also have a Hairy Coo competition where if you throw a hoop over a horn, you could win, I think it's £35 for an adult and £15 for a child. We've got a duck race, as Susie's also mentioned. Yeah, we do have the Piddle River running through the manor house, so we have our own little duck race there, and once again there's three prizes there, first, second and third, and guess what, they're also cash prizes. So we've looked at the best way of rewarding our visitors, and we think for this fete in particular, everyone needs a little bit of cash, so we're trying to be as generous as we can. We've got a cake competition, first time we've done this, so for adults it's bake whatever you like, and Victoria sponge, chocolate cake, carrot cake, etc. And you could win £50. And kids, you're not excluded. You know, bring a cake that most resembles a hairy coo, and guess what? You could win £20. So we have a plant stall that's been stocked by a local resident and a member of the committee, Malk, and we're going to call it Malk's Garden Centre because I think he has enough plants on there to rival most garden centres around here. We've got a children's entertainer, Smarty Pants the Clown. She was with us last year and she's back again this year. She is fantastic. And then we've got Bouncy Castle, China Smash, Coconut Shy, Bric-a-Brac, Toy Stall, Village Stocks. Apparently, Susie, Susie, all committee members are going into the stocks?
I think they are, Tony.
Well, as long as I'm not the only one. Then we've got book stall, tombola, jams, cakes, scones, teas, ice creams, meat drawer, barbecue, and plenty of straw bale seating on Manor Mount. We also have, and we're quite proud of this, we have live music and delighted to have Nina Garcia performing. If any of you
She's excellent.
She is absolutely, she was at Piddlefest last weekend and she was absolutely amazing. So we're delighted to have her with us. We also have a dog show, so all those pampered pooches and furry friends can show off their obedient skills or not. As mentioned earlier, we have some very generous donations for our silent auction, ranging from signed water watercolour paintings to a pool party, yoga sessions, golf at Came Down, vouchers for the Tank Museum, and lots more. Plus, normally you go to a fete and the raffle prizes are like bars of soap and cans of Coke. This year we are offering a prize fund of £300.
Wow.
First place, 150. Second place, 100. Third, £50. But it would be nice for all of these prizes that everyone remains at the show till the end, because all the announcements will be made and cash will be given on the day. The bar will be serving a range of beers, wines and cider. This year, I think the meat drawer is going to actually be on the bar as well, so you can have a go in the meat drawer. As Susie's mentioned, a local farmer, Cameron, who runs the Hairy Coo Experience at Redlands Coppice. He's bringing over Hairy Coo Mum and a newborn baby coo, and we will be having their Name the Baby Coo competition. But I do need to just point out, not a word of warning, but caution, as there's dogs going to also be there, the Hairy Coo Experience will be in a meadow just behind that. But we would rather visitors didn't take the dogs around there, because we know what, mummy cows can be like when they've got calves.
So I think what we're trying to say is there is really something for everybody. It is a real all-round family event. You know, kids, mums, dads, dogs, and, a bar to set it all off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've even done a raffle on the programme. So when you pay your entrance fee, that programme enters you into an hourly raffle. So on the hour, there'll be announcements made by our lady announcers reading out the winning number. And you'll win, I think it was vouchers for the Hall and Woodhouse.
So it really is an event where you can come away richer than you started.
We're not allowed to have a go at any of them.
You can't say that for many village fates, but there's definitely that incentive.
It sounds like it's going to be an afternoon packed full of entertainment, really.
Yeah, I think that's why we're all feeling so exhausted, the build-up to getting this all organised. But it's worth it, and as I say, hopefully we get some sunshine and some warm weather, and we're packed with visitors.
And how difficult is it arranging something like this? Is it a bit of a nightmare?
I think
it's, has it ups and downs?
It has its ups, but it's the more than many hands make light work. I mean, that really is the phrase that you have to go with. And some of the committee members have been involved for years. Some are more recently involved. And if you've got 12 people all pulling their weight and doing what they've said,
we don't realise when you first meet these people is that they've got an awful lot of skills, and the committee, all of the activities to pull the fate together, you're starting to see some of those skills come out that you wouldn't normally see. Well supported, a diverse range of skills.
But I do think we need to mention Tracy Mitchell, who heads up the committee, and so she is the one that bears the bulk of the responsibility, and it's her fantastic organisation skills that make it all come together.
And I guess you have to think about health and safety and all that these days, maybe. Yeah,
we've got, was it St John's Ambulance going to be there, first aiders. Of course, when you're having activities like tug of war, if it rains, unfortunately, it won't happen. It's something that we've considered throughout the last sort of 6-7 meetings.
Yeah. Now, I was saying just a minute ago before we brought you on, I've lived here all my life and I've never heard of plush. Just explain what that is.
Well, Plush is just above Piddle Trentide. It's a small hamlet. It's absolutely beautiful. And people may not have heard of Plush, but if you mention the Brace of Pheasants, which is the local pub, I bet you they have heard of that.
Yeah, excellent. And is there a good cause which is going to benefit from the fete?
Well, all the proceeds are split between the local church and the local school. So, yeah, everything goes really back into the community in one way, shape or form.
Well, it sounds like a great event, and good luck with it all. Let's hope it stays dry. Can you send us a few photos?
We will do.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Please come and join us. It's
1 o'clock to 4:30.
Saturday the 7th at the Manor House in Piddle Trentide.
Lovely.
We'd love to see you.
Thanks for coming in today.
Lovely. Thank you.